Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So AEW has done it. Mr. Burns had won it. Because when AEW Rampage started, it was like, how are they going to fit all this goodness into 60 minutes? Sometimes it was better than others. But now All Elite Wrestling just has this down. You can give them multiple segments and they work out perfectly. I'm a big fan of Rampage. Which also means that we have had another episode, so it's time to take the finger of power and give the good bits an up and the bad bits a down. And then you get mad at me because you don't agree with my opinions. It's a wonderful relationship we have, and know that I love you. Let's up those downs. John Moxley versus Ethan Page kicked off Rampage, so instantly I was like, well, you can't go wrong with that. Mox also looks like he's in great shape after coming back to the ring. And just as a small aside to tie into recent news bulletins, if you need to go away from your job to take care of yourself, you don't have to apologize to nobody. Page is also just great and clearly very confident because he said to Scorpio Sky, go to the back, my friend. I can take care of this. And then these two got in the ring and they just kicked the crap out of each other. I mean, I was convinced it was going to be a squash at one point, but it wasn't at all. In fact, Ethan Page more than held his own. And if anybody of any importance is listening or somebody that has some kind of power in AEW, he should probably be the TNT champion at some point. He also hit Mox with this insane shoulder tackle at one point that sent John flying out the ring. And when they were fighting on the mats, announced tables were being broken and people being thrown into Barry Barricade. Poor Barry. But even when they got back in the ring, it was still like, well, I got a fist. Why don't I punch you as hard as I can? Ethan would just not take any of this crap, though, and so started working over John Moxley's back. And at one point, he was even going to go for the ego's edge. Now, that didn't work, and eventually John Moxley got him into the paradigm shift position. But this is when we were just playing wrestling tennis, because Ethan was like, no, you didn't take my finishing move, so I ain't taking yours. Instead, he hit this brain buster that if you hit on anybody in real life, you'd probably kill him. And then we just smashed the go button because they were back to fighting on the outside again. Mox did this dive. And to think before all of this, I was all like, oh, Ethan Page, he's gonna get squashed. What an idiot I am. He was never gonna win though, because that would have been silly given that Moxley has only just returned to television. So eventually he walked into the bulldog choke and he passed out in seconds. But he sold this so well too, because almost instantly he was like, oh man, what the hell happened? And if you've watched MMA fighting, well, that happens a lot. Ethan then tried to do something after, which was really dumb because Mox was like, no, and hit him with the paradigm shift. And then if that wasn't enough for you, as Johnny Boy was leaving, he ran into Bryan Danielson, who kind of stared at him for a little bit and then gave him a round of applause. So clearly, this is our next feud. And I was like, my excitement can't down. I can't contain it. So when you throw in the match, you throw in the aftermath, and you throw in everything else, including the emotion of seeing John Moxley back, flub me, does this get an up? It was tremendous. We zoom backstage after this where the Jurassic Express were really mad at the Gun Club, so they did accept their challenge. And I thought Jungle Boy was really good here, as was Luchasaurus, who just ended by going, for some reason I enjoy that. And then we had to rejig the Rampage card a little bit. Because we did not get Roppongi Vice versus the Young Bucks because Rocky Romero tested positive for COVID, so I hope he's okay. So instead, we got Nick Jackson versus Trent. Somebody needs to find these guys and give them some medals. Because at first, admittedly, the crowd didn't seem to be into it that much. They were quite quiet, but by the time they peaked and got to their finish, these individuals were going wild, and you can absolutely see why.
up.
I mean, one of the first things we saw was Nick Jackson going for some kind of springboard, but Trent turning that into a Northern Light suplex. And then these two were also fighting on the outside, where Trent went, ha-ha, and he gave him a spear. They were then trading German suplexes, and Jackson was only able to join in with that because he used the referee as some kind of distraction. And another story point that I do need to mention is that when Trent was coming to the ring, Wheeler Yuta wanted to do a fist pump, but Trent wouldn't give it to him. And given they're called the best friends, something is awry. We then had a mini callback to what had just happened because Nick Jackson finally got his springboard in and he whammed Trent with a destroyer. And then we were all like, man, do you know what's cool? Moves, let's do every single one of them. Because we had super kicks, pile drivers, 450, sentons. It was like beforehand they'd gone through the wrestling manual and gone, have you seen how many maneuvers there are in here? I think we should try and do as many as we can. But it kind of felt like I dreamt it, which goes for the finish as well. Because much like the first match, I convinced myself Trent ain't gonna win this, they'll give it to Nick Jackson and we'll move on to whatever is next. But I couldn't have been more wrong, because Nick Jackson overdid the super kicks, Trent stopped him, he hit the strong zero, and the ref went one, and the ref went two, and the ref went three, and I know the fans were surprised by this as well, because as soon as he had done that, they all went, well, oh my goodness. So I am now even more intrigued to see where it was gonna go. This brought Rampage 2 for 2 in terms of great matches. And I don't want to say this was like one of the best Rampages ever, but it may have been one of the best Rampages ever. We got another promo for Thunder Rosa versus Mercedes Martinez after this, so we were lighting a fire under that. And then my heart started to beat because here came Hook. Now, I no longer think that a normal up correctly conveys how we all feel about Hook. So today, I introduce to you the Hook Heart. Now, yes, it's very lazy. It's just a heart around the number. But again, I feel like emotion is important. It has been a theme of today. So give it a Hook Heart, which once again is just a little symbol around a number. Leave me alone. He was facing Serpentico here too, and this masked man got wrecked. Like, he was gonna do his big entrance when he goes kapow and all the streamers come out of his jacket. But this just annoyed Hook, who grabbed him, threw him around the place, suplexed him, and in around about 60 seconds locked in the red rum. And that was that. The crowd absolutely lapped this up as well. It's 100% how you build a star. And because Hook doesn't care about your feelings, he kept this move on just a little bit too long because he was mad. The noise for this was incredible though, and we should just push this guy to the moon because if nothing else, it's fun. And we also built his next match because QT Marshall came out afterwards. He was like, Hook, I don't like you at all and I think you have terrible hair. Of course he didn't say that. Nobody would have believed it. But now Hook can beat him up too. It is just great. Hook also suplexed QT on the ramp when then just walked off like it was a mild annoyance. And one day, much like Sting, I hope I can be his friend. We then got to our main event, which was Jade Cargill defending her TBS title against Anna Jay. And I just think we need to take a minute and check ourselves. Because after the match between Jade Cargill and Ruby Soho, some people were overreacting and saying some really stupid things. I'm not saying that you can't like something, you're not allowed to sit down there and pass constructive criticism, but do you know what happened mere 2 weeks later? Anna Jay and Jade Cargill main evented AEW Rampage, probably had the best match they ever had done, and do not forget, I'm pretty sure 2 years ago, these guys hadn't even started professional wrestling, and then they delivered this. That is just crazy. This was flipping brilliant and it's getting it up. The whole story was that Jade is a unit, whereas Anna is a little bit more crafty. Hence why in the beginning of the thing, Jade Cargill was throwing her around with fallaway slams, whereas Anna Jay was trying to utilize the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up. We then had some nonsense on the outside as John Silver and Mark Sterling got into it. This was great too, because John Silver and Jade Cargill then tried to outpose each other when Anna Jay ran in from nowhere and hit Jade with this forearm. I thought it was gonna take off her head. Jade did her big belly-to-belly suplex and then nipped up, which is always going to work because it looks so damn cool. And even when Anna Jay was able to apply the Queen Slayer here, all Jade did was like drop her neck over the top rope because she don't want none of this nonsense. Sterling was then being an ass on the outside again, so Silver was like, right, that's it, I've had enough of you, and hit him with a brainbuster on the outside. But this kind of distracted Cargill, so Anna hit once again the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, and Cargill kicked out too. My word, it bought it. It got even better when our TBS champ went for Jaded, but Anna Jay reversed this into the Queenslayer. She quite literally kicked her feet out from under her knees, if if that makes any sense. And once again, I was like, well, if we are going to change the title, we'll probably do it now. She couldn't make it work, though, so she charged at Jade Cargill in the corner, who caught her and gave her a one-armed powerbomb. And honestly, that was one hell of a looking test of strength. This then allowed Cargill to finally hit the Jade and get the 1-2-3. And this has to put any of the doubters to bed. She is going to be a great TBS champion. She's only going to get better each and every week. We should give all the praise to Anna Jay as well. I may go watch this for a second time. I mean, at one point, Jade Cargill hit that pump kick. Flubbing great. Which brought us to the end of AEW Rampage. And honestly, in terms of taking a structure and making sure it all fit together, this was so superbly done, and I'm giving it an up. Now, please do leave a comment below and let us know what you thought about last night's Rampage. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head over to whatculture.com, read yourself some articles. You're on YouTube, so if you're into WWE, SmackDown Ups and Downs has also been released, so you can check out my thoughts on that. And we're on social media. Come and say hello. My name is Simon for What Culture. Thank you for joining me as always. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.